Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 29, 2012 through January 4, 2013. Forty-three Palestinians were wounded in numerous Israeli military operations in the West Bank and Gaza this week. In the meantime, Palestinians continue their non-violent struggle against the wall and settlements in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Protests this week were reported in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sara village in the southern West Bank, in addition to Kufr Qaddoum in the north. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has the story.
Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Nabi Saleh and their international and Israeli supporters. Troops stopped the protest at the village entrance, then invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Meanwhile, at the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as well when soldiers attacked the anti-wall protest there. Soldiers attacked the protest as soon as it reached the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Moreover, in the village of Kufr Qaddoum, many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlement protest there. In southern West Bank, two residents were injured at Al-Ma'sara village on Friday when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest there. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons to push people back, causing the two injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
The Palestinian president reiterates call for national unity based on elections as his Fatah party in Gaza marks 48th anniversary of the party's establishment. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari reports.
Hundreds of thousands of Fatah supporters in Gaza listened on a Friday to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas while speaking in loudspeakers by phone from the West Bank city of Ramallah. The president asserted his call for national unity between Fatah and the rival Hamas party in Gaza, based on ballots. Abbas's call came as unity of Palestinian political spectrum is yet to be maintained despite both parties' willingness to reach unity. In another news, Abbas announced that the PA will from now on approve Palestine as a state in all of its internal and external relations, including postage stamps and embassies worldwide. The move came after Abbas could extract UN recognition of a Palestinian non-member state at the UN in November 2012. The Fatah celebration in Gaza came after Hamas allowed the rival party to mark, for the first time in 6 years, a step quite similar to that by the Fatah-led PA in the West Bank city of Ramallah. However, there seems to be no horizon for any national unity soon. For IMEMC News, Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 83 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. The Israeli attacks left 43 Palestinian civilians wounded and troops arrested 29 others. IMEMC's Salam Qumsiyya with the details.
Among those injuries this week, there was 9 children, 8 in the West Bank and 1 in the Gaza Strip. Moreover, 10 children were among those arrested by the Israeli military this week. On Monday of this week, one man and a child were wounded when the Israeli forces moved into Salfit town in northern West Bank and clashed with local youth. Moreover, 36 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children, were wounded on Tuesday when Israeli army forces invaded the northern West Bank village of Tammun and arrested what they claim a wanted person. Clashes erupted between the invading troops and local youth, during which the Israeli forces used excessive force and live ammunition to disperse the protesters. Also on Tuesday, a Palestinian civilian was wounded when the Israeli forces invaded Ariv village near Nablus city and fired at dozens of boys who gathered to protest against the Israeli forces. Meanwhile, also on Tuesday, 3 civilians, including a child, were wounded when armed Israeli settlers moved into Kasra village near Nablus. The settlers cut off 12 olive trees. As a result, dozens of Palestinians gathered and threw stones at the settlers. But the Israeli troops protecting the settlers fired tear gas canisters and rubber-coated metal bullets at protesting farmers. Later in the week, on Thursday, undercover Israeli forces also invaded the northern West Bank city of Jenin and arrested a local teacher. The army claims he is an activist with the Islamic Jihad group, the claim denied by residents. When local residents found the undercover soldiers, local youth hurled stones at them. Armed forces then invaded the city and fired back the residents. As a result of the clashes, at least 15 residents were injured. One of them was hit with a live round in his leg. Amna Hisnawi, 90 years old, was among those injured in Jenin today. Hisnawi was at her home when Israeli troops rounded it, then army dogs attacked her, causing her injuries. In Gaza this week, Israeli naval forces attacked Gaza fishermen while sailing in the allotted area for Palestinians. Local human rights groups documented 2 attacks this week. Damage was reported, but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khomsa.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for December 29, 2012 through January 4, 2013 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Qassis and me, George Rishmal.